What's up, guys? Jamie Grace. Welcome to Wait It Out, a podcast all about dating, relationships, and other things worth waiting for. And the Instagram DMs have spoken. Here is another question looking for an answer. Hey, Jamie, I'm going to just jump right into this. I've liked this guy. Oops, that is yesterday's. Okay, this is a new one. Hey, Jamie, I need some advice. I hang out with a guy quite a few times a week. We do fun things like go to the mall, or last weekend we went to the apple orchard, together. I was homeschooled. He will ask to hang out almost daily, even if it's only for an hour. The thing is, he tells me he only sees me as a friend, but he wants to spend so much time with just me. He and I get together almost three times a week and have been doing this for several months. I don't understand why he won't ask me out. Woo, girl. Am I ready for this one? Okay. I have heard this many times. I've been around my mom when she's heard this, and I've heard her share incredible advice. There's another lady up in the Maryland area. You know who you are. A friend of mine shared a story like this around her, and she gave some great advice. And I think I've got a pretty decent take on this. So this is going to be cultivated advice from older, wiser women in their 40s and 50s that I've heard share advice on this, and I'm going to bring it all together. I want to start with the end of your message when you said, I don't understand why he won't ask me out. And I want to start by saying this, why I should have given a preface to this. If your heart's in a delicate place, find another episode. We're going to get pretty real and raw. That was your warning. Not a warning. It's not going to get scary or crazy. It's just going to get real. So the end of your message says, I don't understand why he won't ask me out. Girl, let me tell you this right now. He probably won't ever ask you out. This is his dream situation, right? He's got a girl that he's got an emotional girlfriend, and he doesn't have to do anything about it. He doesn't have to put a title on it, but he gets all the perks of having a girlfriend. He gets to like walk around with a girl he thinks is cute. And don't tell me that he doesn't think you're cute. I know these things. He gets to walk around with a girl he thinks is cute. Walk around with a girl that he knows likes him. Like, he is fully aware that you like him. And I actually don't even know if you said in here that you like him or not. But in his mind, you like him. So for him, he's the man. You know what I mean? He's walking around with this girl that has a crush on him, that he won't commit to, that he won't ask out. So it makes him look like the man. It makes him look like, well, I'm the guy that can pretty much get whatever I want, but I don't really have to commit to anything. I'm kind of living the life over here. So this is what needs to happen. You got to stop spending this kind of time with him. If he wants to ask you out, he'll do it. He's a man. He's grown. He has a phone. He has a computer. He has feet to walk to you, a car to get to you, the ability to figure out how a bus works. He has Uber. He has Lyft. He has many different ways to find you in person or find you on the phone to where he could ask you out. You don't need to give him a map for it. You've given him a ton of your time, and that's a beautiful thing because it sounds like you guys have grown a great friendship. But if you're finding yourself catching the feelings for this guy, this is where you're going to have to start guarding your heart. And I would recommend you starting off with this. Starting off with letting him know that you guys are not going to be spending that kind of time together one-on-one. And so next time he invites you out, and let me actually go back really quick. Don't invite him to hang out anymore. Don't. Don't text him when you want to go somewhere. Just don't invite him. I'm not asking you to write him out your life. I'm not asking you to call him a bad person. I'm not asking you to block him on social media. I'm saying don't invite him to go anywhere anymore. And next time he invites you to go somewhere, say this over the phone or in person. Please do not text this information. Please don't. Because two things need to be heard. The confidence in your voice. Well, I guess just one thing, the confidence in your voice, which will translate the tone of your voice. It'll translate the conviction in your voice. Does it happen over the phone or in person? And you say, you know what, John? I don't know if his name is John or not. I just made that up. But you know what, John? We do have fun when we hang out. But honestly, it's kind of odd because it gives the appearance that we're in a relationship when we're not. And that's not healthy for my heart. So if you want to hang out, we can hang out in groups, but yeah. If you want to, if you need to or want to change that wording, then great. That's fine. Do that. Go for it. Like, this is your life. But you need to let him know that you don't need to say these words, but you got to let him know you're not his emotional girlfriend. You're not his backup plan for when he figures out what's going on with all the other girls he's texting. Like, no, that's not fair. And I know that might sound like, oh, you sound so like kindergarten. Like, oh, it's not fair. But it's just, it's not. It's not realistic. I mean, what if another guy shows up that's interested in you? Now you're going to be like, oh, sorry, I've got a lunch date with my other guy friend that I might be dating, but I'm really not sure, right? And if it is that, you know, if it is that you really feel like you have feelings for this guy, like you kind of feel like maybe he's the love of your life, maybe you want to, like, you know, pursue a relationship or something, then check out the episode I did on September 22nd called Risk the Friendship if you like him. Then there's also an episode on September 21st called How Do I Ask Him If He Likes Me? But this sounds like a case of he's not going to ask you out. He's not going to date you. He's just going to enjoy fake dating you until one of his other dates comes through. And then when one of those dates falls through, he's always got you as the backup plan. You're the dependable one. You're the one that he's got there. He's like, oh, I've got her. Worst case scenario. If nobody else marries me at 30, I've got her. Nah. That's not the kind of life you want to live, girl. You know, if you say that to him and he's like, well, no, like, I just, you like me or like, what is it? And you can honestly just say to him, like, look, this isn't about if I like you or not. It's about the fact that I want to be in a great relationship someday. And so I'm starting to prepare to guard my heart. And spending this kind of time with you, that's not what it looks like. So if you want to tell me something about how you feel, then you can do that. But right now, I really got to guard my heart. Don't make it a long, dramatic thing. You're not going to him crying. You're not saying, we can't spend as much time together because I have to guard my heart. Nah, girl, you're confident in this. You're proud of this choice. If you are, I'm not telling you to be something that you're not, but if you are proud of this, be proud of it. Be confident in this. Be like, yeah, man, I've made this choice for myself. Do you want to be in, or ask yourself that question. Do you want to be in a relationship someday? I hope you said yes. And not that I'm saying like you have to be in a relationship, but mostly because if you're listening to this podcast, like I feel like you wasted a lot of your time listening to this podcast if you don't want to be in a relationship. Anyways, back to the topic. Do you want to be in a relationship someday? Then if you said yes, act like it. Don't just say you want something and then not put in the work. That's like saying, oh, I want to go to college one day and then dropping out of second grade. Put in the work. You want to be in a relationship someday? Make sure your heart is healthy. You know, I was watching, what's it called? I was watching The Good Doctor, and it's a TV show, and this is not really a spoiler, don't worry. It is about one of the stories on the show, but it's not like a major plot spoiler. But I think this is true in real life. If you're getting some sort of like a major organ transplant, I think you can't have alcohol for 30 or 60 days or something like that. And so this guy was getting a transplant, and then he had, I think, a glass of alcohol, a champagne or something like that. And so he was no longer able to get the transplant. And, you know, the whole kind of situation was like, well, look, if you wanted this, we gave you the tools to prepare your body for this part of your future. Don't sabotage it. So that's what I'm saying to you, everyone out there that's saying, I want to be in a relationship someday. Look, I'm not telling you when this relationship is going to happen because I'm not one of those married people that's going to act like it's a three-step program and then you're going to figure it all out. Everybody's story is different. So I don't know the exact plan that God has for your life, but I do know that if it's something that you desire, that it's something you want, don't sabotage it. If you want to be in a relationship with a guy, don't spend all of your time with a guy that doesn't want to be in a relationship with you. prepare your heart, guard your heart, live your life like there is beauty in the present. Not like you're always looking for the future, but that there's beauty in the present and that maybe, just maybe, someone else will show up and you get to do life with them as well. Prepare your heart for that. And if that means that you got to stand face to face with the guy who is pretending to have interest just enough so that he is not bored on a Friday night when the girl that he actually asked out said no, if that means you have to stand face to face with him and you have to say, excuse me, this is awkward because it looks like we're dating when clearly we're not. So in an effort to guard my heart, this can't happen anymore. But I'll see you at Chelsea's birthday party next weekend. Maybe we can carpool. I'll call two other friends. You know what I mean? So often when we find ourselves at a place of wanting to stand up to someone, we think that that means, let me block them out of my life. Let me make them the worst person. Let me make them the enemy. Let me push them down so that I can make myself feel better about the situation. You don't have to do that. And maybe it'll come to a further understanding of, hey, maybe we can't really be friends like I thought. You know, I don't know exactly it. It's a different story for every person. All I know is, girl, know your worth, know your value, and let him know that you know. Okay. I think that's all I've got for today's episode. Okay, bye.